Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Coming to BB World Podcast Show. Well, Podcast One Show. I'm your host, BB. I'm running a little late because I was trying to pick a song. Today is my 11th topic, interracial relationships. I think interracial relationships are good, interesting. So I'm just writing, putting down the song that I had looked up. So bear with me. I'm sure you're gonna like this topic. Just trying to make sure the song is uploading. Okay, we got it. So if you want to email me, contact me, come into BB World Podcast at gmail.com. Facebook, Come into BB's World Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Come to the number 2, BB's World. That's it. The number to call in is 347-934-0267. Again, that's 347-934-0267. Don't forget to press that 1 to talk. So, I guess, let's get started. Open up the chat room. Okay, let's get started. This time, I'm going to be reading it, what I wrote, instead of from off the phone. I actually wrote it from my phone, then I sent the what I wrote to my email for it being better. So, let's start. Interracial relationships. Interracial relationships. Love has no color. I say, if the person is treating you with the utmost respect, if the person is not cheating and lying and hurting and keeping secrets from you, I see no problem with it. If the person is willing to open up and give you a heart, mind, body, and soul, and time, if the person feels like announcing to their family and friends and the world how much they love you, and in the past, it was not allowed for black and white to be in a relationship. But that was then, and this is now. They can be in a relationship. They can have kids. They can get married. Interracial relationship can be a beautiful, wonderful thing. It's not that different, much different from dating your same race. There are some people still kind of have the mind of the past. They don't think it should be interracial marriage and mixed kids. Life is too short to be stuck in the past and worrying about who is somebody dating. You should be worrying about what's going on in your life and your relationship. I see. If the person is treating them really bad, then you should say something. That's the only time. Never let race issue a thing someone's friend or also, never let race be an issue of giving someone a chance, because you never know. He could be missing out. Maybe, possibly, the love of your life. You never know. Could you believe some families would actually disown their own family member just for dating or marrying someone outside of their race? That is so wrong. If you love someone, you don't just own them for who they date, who they love. It's supposed to love them unconditionally. People think dating someone outside of their race is better. They think it will last longer. They think they're smarter. They think they're more responsible. They think they are more. They think they're more hardworking. They think they're more romantic and maybe a little bit naughty. But it's not true. Every race is cute. Every race can last a long time if you take the time to work on it. Every race can be good and bad. Every race is smart. Every race is responsible. Every race is respectful. Every race is hardworking. Every race is romantic. Have you ever heard of "Don't judge a book by its cover"? So don't judge a race by its color. Take the time and read the book to see what's it about. You have a lot. You might have a lot of things in common. Some interracial couples every once in a while get a little uncomfortable where there's a lot of people be around because it's like they can feel and sense everyone looking at them, especially looking and judging them, especially if they have kids. I say, stand and be proud of who you are and proud of the family you created. The color of your skin doesn't make you who you are. Because we all bleed the same color of blood. Your mind, your faith, your belief, your respect, your love, your willing to forgive makes you who you are. I don't understand how people can make a color a big, big issue. I mean, like, I'm gonna let you know something about your host. I wasn't gonna put that out there. I guess I could. I am black, and in my past, when I was younger, I have dated outside my room. I have dated light. I have dated my same race, black. So I have dated both. And I say no race or color is better than the other. But before then, I didn't really know that. Like, relationship-wise, I didn't really know that. Because I never, you know, been with the same race until I got older. Always dated outside of my race. But when I got older, I tried dating my same race. So, I have no problem with dating same race or without or outside of my race. It doesn't matter to me. As long as the person is treating you right, not hurting you, not putting you down, not making you feel bad, and stressing you out, and hurting you mentally, physically, emotionally, I feel there's no problem. So, I have some stories coming up. Hopefully, maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure yet. But don't forget, tomorrow I'll be starting at 7:30. This was supposed to be 6:30. But I was running a little late. So, don't forget. Always have a little faith, belief, love, and forgiveness. It will go a long, long way. So, it's like, I guess I could play my song now. Here we go. Wait, where did I go? Okay, here we go. This is, I think, John Lennon, my home. I'm sorry about that. I thought it worked, but apparently it didn't work good enough. So I'm gonna have to re-upload that song.
Uh-huh.
I guess this one's gonna have to do it now. Okay. I just like that song. So sweet. So today's Friday. This is Sunday. It is Mother's Day. So, I usually only do the show on Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturdays. So, I might do a little special for Mother's Day. So, if you want to check back on Sunday to listen to that. but happy Mother's Day to everyone. To all the mothers out there, and happy Mother's Day to my mother. So the topic, go back to you. Interracial couples. Not really much to say about them, because they just like everybody else. I don't see why the judgment's about it. Only one person can judge people, and that's God. So why are you trying to judge people's relationships and who they can date because of their race? It ain't your problem. And I don't believe that God will have a problem with it. So all you have is opinion. And since the person is treating them right, your opinion don't really matter. So instead of Warren and Paul, who they dating, what they do, and all of it, you should be worried about your life. Meaning, get one. Get a life. The body over there in a relationship, all happy, hugged up. Are you up there worried about because of their color? They ain't thinking about you. They not worried about you. Stay up there on cloud nine, happy as can be, and love. And you're just crawling around on your knee, hoping that you can stop them from dating. What you trying to do? Live in their house? Live between them and their relationship? Live in their bed? Watch them everywhere? That's not right. That's like wrong. So you take some time and think about what you want in your life. What do you want? Am I up there trying to judge a color, a race? Why don't you take some time and just talk to somebody outside your race? Or maybe somebody outside your race hurt you in the past, and now y'all messed up about it. Do He came playing every last one of them just because that one person. There's other people. They don't know what happened. So don't judge a race by its color. You wouldn't want them to do it to you. One of my friends gave me this topic. I think this is a pretty good topic. Just don't judge people, all right? I will be on tomorrow, maybe Sunday, for the Mother's Day special. So, I gotta think of another topic for tomorrow. I guess I have to get started with that. Well, I'm gonna go get ready to watch my show. So, I hope everyone have a good night. And my information, email me if you have questions or topics. Comment to bbworldpodcast@gmail.com. Facebook. Comment to bbworldpodcast. I want to call in to the station. That's 347-934-0267. Again, that's 347-934-0267. And don't forget to press that 1 after you dial all the numbers. Press 1 to speak to me. Just people, treat everybody how you want to be treated. Respect each other, and if you want respect, we have to give respect. Okay, have a good night.